With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Tuesday. How lucky are we live in Los Angeles? It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Andy Reid heading to the Super Bowl, coach of the Chiefs in 30 minutes. Now, Jason McIntyre is usually sitting in the chair next to me. J-Mac will be arriving in about 15 minutes. He had to pay off a bet. Both of us thought Seattle would be awful this year and end up with a number one or two pick and get like Bryce Young, the quarterback for Alabama. One day, it just vomited right out. He said, you know what? If the Seahawks have a winning record, I'm going to shave the Seahawk logo in my head. Well, that didn't work out great. Geno Smith played fantastic. Pete Carroll had a great year. The Seahawks hit on all five of their first draft picks, made the playoffs, quickly extinguished by the Niners. But nonetheless, he will pay off his bet today in 15 minutes, get to a TV, FS1. He's got a Seahawk logo. I've seen it on the side of his head. And we'll introduce him in 15 minutes. We're going to soak this thing for everything we can. That's in 15 minutes. So I want to start with this. Quarterbacks now are more important than ever, and they make more money than ever. And that matters, because not every young person handles money the same way. Generally, my gut feeling would be kids who had good parents, solid backgrounds, have a better chance to handle that money well. Eagles are going to have a big decision on Jalen Hurts. I like what I see, but I'm not just talking the athlete. I'm reading a story this morning. You know, his longest pass was 29 yards, threw for 121 total. Are there more talented guys? Yes. But if talent was the most important thing for quarterback, then Aaron Rodgers would be in 10 Super Bowls, not just one. That's Tom Brady. Leadership is real. Relatability, likability, toughness, taking one for the team, committed in the offseason. There is no position in sports as basketball has become more positionless. There's no position in sports where you're asked to be a greater leader of men. And as the sport veers into offense, used to just be, you ran that side of the locker room. Now you run the team now. It's interesting. Let's take Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray came out a number one pick. Joe Burrow, a number one pick. And let's think about both. Both unbelievable college quarterbacks. What's the difference between the two? Both are incredibly accurate, 67-ish%. Both are more than capable of moving. We saw a lot of that from Burrow this weekend. Both inherited losing franchise, one in Arizona, one in Cincinnati. We had real doubts early about their coach, losing cultures, tough divisions, completely incomplete rosters. Can you say completely incomplete? What's the difference? The biggest gap isn't talent. The biggest gap is one's a dude. One's relatable. One goes out with the guys. One connects with everybody in the organization. The other's Kyler Murray. And that's the difference. Jalen Hurts, he's Joe Burrow. A lot like Joe Burrow. He's authentic. Just enough of a swagger. Like Burrow, he was told at a college football power, now we're going to go with somebody else. And it just pissed him off enough to just add a little jet fuel. Burrow and Hurts, just the perfect kind of cocky. And both real. Both, I had Burrow on a podcast all year, are not going to give you a lot to play with verbally. They'll talk to teammates. They'll talk in the room. They're not going to give the media a lot. They're going to hand all the plaudits and the nice things and the compliments to their teammates. And both got buy-in, especially Jalen Hurts. Hurts got buy-in from old Hall of Fame-level veterans like, you know, Jason Kelce. And that guy can sniff out a phony. Got total buy-in from the Lane Johnsons and the Kelce and the old guys. And that's something. And why? What is it about Jalen Hurts and Burrow? My guess is a lot of it is really good parenting from both. Both have a tremendous work ethic. And both were told, no, you're not good enough. You're not big enough. You're not this enough. And it just adds that jet fuel. But when you're handing out big contracts, Jalen Hurts feels like an easy one for me. That guy is all in. He is a foxhole guy. And leadership, that is a skill nobody is born with. You got to cultivate it. You got to build it. And then once you're anointed it, just like throwing a football, you got to practice it. Kyler Murray may have had it. Then he lost it. Now he's grasping. Now stuff's getting leaked. Front office, teammates, former teammates. The Jalen Hurtses and the Burrows are easy for me to give money to. Good background, good guy, ticked off, want to prove people wrong. And they really work at that leadership thing. They really care about it. Good habits, good people. By the way, Jalen Hurts is famous for squatting 600 pounds at Oklahoma with his teammates going absolutely crazy around him. I mean, if that's not one of the guys, that guy for me is an easy guy to pay, an easy guy to commit to. Look at those teammates. All right, so let's go to an old quarterback who's made plenty of money. So we say this all the time. If you got in a plane and the pilot has a flight plan and then suddenly he's told by radar, yes, massive lightning storm off to the west. Well, the plane should then, new information, head east. If you were told there's something that could save your kid's life, blood transfusion, whatever it is, it's new and it could, use it. New information, new opinions, new circumstances, new opinions. I didn't think like Tom Brady would ever want to play football, even though his parents are in the Bay Area, 3,000 miles from his kids. But an NFL executive said he believes, anonymously, told The Athletic's Mike Sando, a guy I trust, Niners are going to trade Trey Lance and sign Tom Brady. And I said this, watching the game in the third quarter, I thought to myself, everybody's got a breaking point. My mom was really, really giving, but sometimes she'd ask for stuff too. Maybe your mom was patient, but sometimes she probably snapped too. Everybody's got a breaking point. And Kyle Shanahan is sitting there Sunday thinking, Trey Lance hurt, Garoppolo hurt, Brock Purdy hurt, Josh Johnson hurt. I'm snapping the ball to a running back. Get me a big athlete who's not hurt. 6'4 and a half, 220-pound Tom Brady, who has not missed a start due to injury since 2008. I'm sorry, I would think about it. Circumstances have changed. Now you find out that Purdy, the injury is worse than we thought, and that he can't participate in off-season workouts. He's not going to be back until the season. Well, time out. He's a seventh-round pick. He didn't start the season. Anybody notice what Brock Purdy did when he got the story, when he got the news? He tore his elbow up. He wanted a second opinion because he sees his career withering away, his opportunity. He wants a second opinion on that thing. So the injury is far worse than we thought. You think Kyle Shanahan's going to go into a season, Garoppolo, Trey Lance off an injury, Brock Purdy off an injury with this roster? Don't forget, Kittle is going to be 30 soon. He's been injured. Christian McCaffrey, 27 years old. Those are dog years, man. That running back is taking shots. Debo now played one full season in his career of 16 games. Juszczyk is going to be 31. He's been hurt. Trent Williams, 35 soon. This is an old offense. If you told me after next year Trent Williams and Kittle retired, would you be shocked? Or McCaffrey got dinged up. Debo got dinged up again. Brock Purdy's smaller than you'd really ideally want. The injury's worse than reported initially. Now he's going to miss off-season workouts. Opinions change when circumstances change. And I can't believe Kyle Shanahan is sitting there thinking, look at this roster. Look at this offense. My side of the ball. This window is shrinking. To me, it's like one more great year of this offense. Then you got to hit on another fifth-round tight end like George Kittle. Brady doesn't miss starts. Not due to injury. Carson Palmer, great Carson Palmer quarterback last week, told us some hard truths as well about Brock Purdy's game.
You hate to say it because everybody says, well, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick for a reason. There's been some throws I've seen this offseason or this postseason where Brock doesn't quite have the velocity and the zip on the ball that a first second round pick, and he's gotten away with it because there's been so much cushion created by the system that these receivers are running.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this morning. There's a reason we call them dynasties. In the moment, a lot of great things happen. They're magical. Nick Foles, Super Bowl. But dynasties are rare. And the way to sustain a dynasty is like have Belichick and Brady, or in Kansas City, have Andy Reid and Mahomes. Even if Brock Purdy comes back next year and is pretty darn good, you think he's going to be part of a dynasty? It feels like he's talented. He's a gamer. You're not building around it. That's why Brock Purdy wants a second opinion. This is his opportunity. And now, suddenly, it's vanished, potentially. I think Kyle's thinking about Brady. I really do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive.
touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, it is great to have you in. Well, he made a bet, and he's a man of his word. Jason McIntyre said the Seahawks would be terrible if they had a winning record. He'd shave the Seahawks logo into his head. And there it is, folks. It's not bad at all. So, Jason,
not
so
bad.
You did this yesterday.
Not bad. I think it's fantastic.
So it was a 30-minute process yesterday?
40-minute process. Justin, our great barber here at Fox, put it in the side of my head. And now I live with it for a day.
Yeah, you don't have to. So I grew up in Seattle, and I've always thought it's the most unique logo in sports. I love it. I love the Seahawks.
That's the other reason I did it, because you like the logo.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I thought they were going to be terrible too. Didn't everybody?
Everyone did. Vegas thought they were going to be terrible.
And then they hit on their first five draft picks, all became starters.
Well, also the Rams lose Stafford, well, so there's two close wins.
Right, and the division fell apart. So they got a little bit of a break. The Niners beat them up, but Arizona and the Rams went into the toilet for a very... various reasons.
Yeah. Can I thank Baker Mayfield for throwing that interception in overtime? All they need to do in week 18, you know, Rams get the ball, they go down, they score, and it's over, and I don't have a logo in the side of my head like a meatball.
Let's see it one more time. Let's see it.
Please zoom in on that. Yeah, I think the audience loves it. To quote my wife, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. So I have learned my lesson, and I will watch what I say in regards to silly bets.
That is a great line.
Yeah.
That is a great line by your wife.
I don't think I can credit her on that. I don't think she came up with
it. No, but the fact that she delivered it at the perfect time.
Straight to my face and then looked the other way like I don't exist. Yeah. My kids kind of, Dad.
One time my wife got mad at me, Ann. This was when we were dating.
Just one time, that's all?
Oh, we broke up six times before we got married. And I went out with the boys one night, had a good time, got in late, and she just looked at me when I got home and said, don't go where you shouldn't go, and don't do what you shouldn't do. I got home a lot earlier from that point forward in the relationship.
I was
a good guy. I just had an extra bourbon.
You were a good guy. That sounds like an episode of White Lotus Season 2, which you're not watching, correct?
I am not watching. So I want to talk about this. So, and I've, you know, throughout the course of time, when I started my little podcast company, I was reading some business books and calling some business people and asking for advice. And, you know, one of the things you have to do, and I see it a lot in sports, is take advantage of other dysfunctional people. So the Panthers took advantage of the dysfunction known as the Colts with Jim Irsay now meddling and ended up getting Frank Reich, good hire. The Chargers, I think, took advantage of the Cowboys' dysfunction and hired Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator. Belichick, for years, feasted on the dysfunctional Dolphins, Browns, and Bills. Now, of course, both are much more functional. Maybe not the Browns. But the Dolphins, by the way, how'd they get all those picks? They raided the dysfunctional Houston Texans for Laremy Tunsil. Danny Ainge has done this in his career when he was the Celtics GM. He got a treasure trove from Brooklyn for old Kevin Garnett. And then he deal for Rudy Gobert and got a fortune from the T-Wolves. So Danny Ainge, two lopsided trades with both the Celtics as a GM and the Jazz as a GM, and that's what you have to do. The great organizations don't make a lot of mistakes. That's why I do think Green Bay looks at the Jets with Aaron Rodgers and thinks they got a desperate coach. They got to win now. He's got to keep his job. And the Jets, I could see them massively over delivering to Green Bay. Green Bay well run, Jets poorly run historically. So that's why I think that, you know, whether I think it's a great deal or not, I could see it happening. So Kellen Moore is fascinating. So I want to throw this up. So Kellen Moore as coordinator for the Cowboys. Here were his quarterbacks. 49 Dak starts, 9 Andy Dalton starts, 6 Cooper Rush starts, a Garrett Gilbert start, and a Ben DiNucci start. So that's a little bit of a jambalaya there. There are a lot of different starters. No A quarterbacks in that group. Some C's, some D's, some B minuses, no A's. And how did he do? Second in scoring, second in yards per game, fourth in yards per play. He's a scapegoat. Dude's a great coach. Oh, by the way, the best season Justin Herbert ever had was his rookie year with the Chargers. Shane Steichen, the coordinator, now with the Eagles. You think Herbert's gotten worse? No, his coaching has. Quarterbacks need coaches. I love Mahomes. Okay? Andy Reid's been part of it. I got news for you. I love Burrow. Zach Taylor, get some credit. You look up and around this league, you see a lot of these last place teams, they don't have an offensive culture. So to me, you're building a business, you're building a football team, you're building a basketball team. Danny Ainge has been the architect. Find desperation. Find, you know, he looks at Minnesota. Minnesota's got Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards. They're like, all right, we've been average forever. We're going all in. Good. We'll take, what do they get? 5 draft picks, 4 players, or 4 draft picks and 5 players. They're getting 9 guys for Rudy Gobert. That's what you got to do. And I think the Chargers took advantage of the Cowboys' dysfunction. They lost. Jerry's upset. Somebody's got to take the fall. Kellen Moore is a scapegoat. He's not the issue.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Well, in the last 20 years, he's as good as any coach we've had. 24 years as a head coach. He got the Eagles to Super Bowl and NFC championships on a consistent basis. He's now reached the Super Bowl in 3 of his last 4 years. 10 years in Kansas City, 9 playoff appearances. So I look at you and I think, you know, success is one thing. Sustained success is really, really hard. The Warriors are doing it. Bill did it. You're doing it. And a lot of that stuff is, you know, Steph Curry, Brady, Mahomes. I mean, that obviously helps. If you were to go back to rookie Andy Reid, your first year coaching, head coach, and today's Andy Reid, I would argue, what I remember, you take more risks now than you did when you were a young kid, which is not the way it works for most humans. Am I wrong on that? You feel edgier to me today than you were when you were young.
Yeah, I'm probably edgier with the football part, but not as edgy with the players. I was grumpy back then, and I smile now more.
Well, Patrick can do that for you. I would say, though, you have learned. I mean, why is that? Explain why you think that is.
Well, that I don't know. It's a good question. We did a lot of stuff at Philly that was a little bit out of the box. I know when I first got in, we were throwing the ball more than anybody, and I got asked the question a lot, why don't you run the ball more? And that seemed edgy back then. But the trick plays now are more, probably a little bit more edgy, especially inside that 5-yard line.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things we do get perceived as high risk.
Yeah. Where did, I said it, you know, we didn't wait to call Michael Jordan the best ever, even though Bill Russell had almost twice the titles. And I said, I've never ranked guys on Super Bowls. That's part of it. But there's things Patrick does that Joe and Tom and Peyton just can't do. The thing that always, and maybe I'm totally wrong on this, but it was that throw to the end zone, at the front of the end zone. Patrick's ability to see something and then the ball's out of his hand feels so much quicker than even other guys I like. Is he getting better at it? Am I right? Did you notice it? I don't know what you call it, but it's that cognitive ability to see it, get it out. I don't think I've ever seen anybody like it. Talk about that process.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit like comparing fighter pilots. Some guys see a little bit better than others. They all see well, but some see better than others. And Patrick's able to, you know, you teach young kids, you keep your eyes down the field as you move. Well, when Patrick moves, he naturally does that. And then he has accuracy and strength, velocity on the ball at the same time. And so that makes him a little bit different than a lot of quarterbacks. You hear the great ones saying that he's a great one, and that's quite a compliment to him. And now you add this whole thing in with the ankle and the stuff that he's pushing through mentally is special.
Pain tolerance is a skill. Did the ankle change in any way, Andy, any of your sets, your game plan, your ideology for the game at all?
No, not much. We kept everything basically the same. I would tell you we probably didn't move him around quite as much as we normally do, but he moved around like he normally does. So I thought he was able to push off of it and keep himself in a safe position. And that was all just the mental toughness part of this. I mean, he willed himself, Colin, from day one after the game that he was going to play, and he wanted you to keep everything in the game plan. And so I will handle it like right now was his mentality. And he did that.
By the way, on the sideline during the game, he was barking at you. He's like, you know, he didn't want to take his cleats off, because you take your cleats off, it's over, right? The day's over. And take me to that moment. You're calling a game, the national TV cameras, he's hurt. You care about him, the person. He's barking at you. I mean, what was going on there?
Well, I've got 51% of that vote. And so so the barking, it was like your kids. You got kids, I've got kids. And this guy, he was mindset that I'm going back in and I'm fine and I don't need an x-ray and all this. And I said, well, yeah, you're going to go back in, but you're going to get an x-ray first. And he didn't like that, but he did it. What was coincidental was, and I didn't see this till later, but he ran up the ramp to get the x-ray. I mean, that's how mad he was and how much adrenaline he had going through him. I go, this kid is crazy that way, but a good crazy.
You know, his parents, Burrow's parents, Jalen Hurts' parents, I don't know where it comes from, but they're all foxhole guys. And I always said, I want my quarterback to be a foxhole guy. And I like him to have a little jet fuel. They've been overlooked by somebody, told no by somebody, fallen in the draft. Most of the great quarterbacks have that. Did he have all these innate abilities day one? I mean, it feels like to me he's just getting smarter. He's made better decisions. Or is this stuff, you've seen it every day, or do you feel like he's getting better?
Well, I taught him everything, Colin. I mean, you know, come on.
There you go.
He was spectacular at Texas Tech. He could move around. He did all the same stuff. He moved around, threw the ball, threw it hard, accurate. It was just a matter of getting him a few snaps under center and used to the defenses in the National Football League. And the thing that doesn't get said about Patrick is how smart he is. He picks things up so quick. He was following one of the smartest quarterbacks I've ever coached in Alex Smith. We didn't have to take a big step back. I mean, he just picked it up and we kept on going. And it's a real tribute to him. And then Alex teaching him how to study and do all those things that players can teach players.
So Sean McVay admitted his first Super Bowl, he overprepared. And go back to your first Super Bowl and go to the one now. Is there a little bit of a danger, especially a creative offensive guy? Is there a little bit of a danger, Andy? You just have one extra play and one extra lateral. You tell me what you go through with that extra time, because you're great off buys. That's your record. So you obviously know how to use the time. But now you got this is a long stretch and it's a big game.
Yeah. So what we try to do, Colin, is get everything in this week before you go to the site, which is Arizona. So we try to get the game plan put together. That way you keep all the coaches kind of in that box that you're talking about, and that you don't get too crazy. And once you get down to to Phoenix, it's going to be a bit chaotic with just the different events that go on. So you get it in now, you practice it, and then you kind of freshen it up once you get to the site there.
Well, you were only unemployed for about 15 minutes, if I recall, but when Philadelphia lets you go, you have every right to be angry. You have every right to hold a grudge. You never have. Is it different? How different is it to face your former team in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, listen, it's unique. I mean, I thought of all the teams in the league. I mean, here we are, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I still have a great relationship with Jeff Lurie, Howie Roseman, all the people there, Big Dom, the security guy. I mean, three of the players were kids that we drafted when we were there, and
yeah.
So I have fond memories of Philadelphia. I loved all 14 years that I was there, and but when you really cut to the chase on this thing, Colin, you get to a point where you just go, listen, it's us, our team, our players and coaches versus their team and coaches. And it doesn't matter the uniform necessarily. You're battling in there against these guys. You want to give your players, as a coach, you want to give your players the best opportunity that you can for them to succeed. So you focus in on the game plan. Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And then you put all the other stuff, all the emotional stuff, you kind of put over on the side, and you love them up after the game.
You know, you guys played with so much emotion and yet so smart. And then I watched Travis Kelce after, just a riot. He was all ticked off on that Burrowhead stuff and that mirror stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you always pretend like it doesn't matter. I heard your players. They didn't like that at all. Did you address it during the week at all?
Well, I didn't. It was kind of self-addressed. I just asked him to stay off of countering it. Let's not get into that. They were talking, and that's okay. I mean, listen, that's their style, but that's not our style. We're kind of play you. Let's go play in the CVS parking lot, McDonald's parking lot, wherever you want to go. Let's go, man. And you know, take off the tuxedo, put on the blue jeans, and let's roll. And that's kind of how we go. And so that's the guys did that, and then, you know, Kels, being from Cincinnati, he got it off his chest. You know, I mean, he put it out there. He's part of the group. You know, so but the guys, I thought, did a good job of just going out and playing good hard football.
By the way, I thought Spags had his best defensive game plan. I think that's the most under-discussed part of this. Cincinnati didn't have long drives. They had an 8-play drive in the second half, and that was about it. I thought it was it. Did you know it was going to be that successful?
Well, the players, Colin, were talking about it early in the week on how much they liked it, and they couldn't wait to execute it, and that's always a good sign. And so Spags and his staff did a great job with that, and I thought that, you know, all the defensive guys just played their hearts out. Chris Jones was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so it's a tribute to all of them, pulling together and all those young kids and making it happen. It was a beautiful thing there.
Andy Reid, an all-timer. He's so kind to come on our show. He's a busy guy. He takes out here a little time on a Tuesday, and we appreciate it. You know what? Lunch is on me today. Why don't you put it on my tab and send it to me? We'll take care. How's that? That'd just be for coming.
Well, if I could get a Tommy burger right now, if you can FedEx me one, that would be great.
Andy, it's great seeing you.
All right, Colin. Thank you.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing! I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Another story this morning that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are at crossroads, and more than 50% there'll be a trade. So, you know, yesterday Eric Mangini was on the show, and we were talking about this, and he's in the camp that, you know, if you do whatever it takes, you do whatever it takes, you got to keep this quarterback. You keep him happy. You baby him. Here's Eric Mangini yesterday.
Look, we see organizations going through it now, whether it's the Colts, New Orleans. Take your pick. When you lose a great quarterback, if you don't have a guy like that in the building to potentially give you what he gave, then you live with the frustration for as long as you can.
Let me caution on this. The Eagles moved off Carson Wentz. They've been just fine. The Lions moved off Matt Stafford. They had a better offense this year than the Rams. Seattle moved off Russell Wilson. They were fine. Even the Colts with Andrew Luck, and that was by surprise. A couple years later, Philip Rivers, who runs like a batting cage, got him to the playoffs. The Packers moved off Favre. Fine. The Chiefs were a playoff team with Alex Smith. Moved off him. Fine. 14 teams now make the playoffs, almost half the league. Miami and Seattle were bad in December. If you take the last 10 games the Dolphins and the Seahawks played this year, they were 3-7. They got in, right? And they presented themselves, you know, fairly competitively for a while, at least in Seattle, San Francisco in the playoffs. Daniel Jones with a rebuilding roster made the playoffs. And Green Bay's roster's good, and they've got stability, and a capable head coach, and they've got the sports car, first-round sports car, parked in the garage. You may want to take it for a ride. But this is not your usual situation. Good coach, stability, good O-line, and with Aaron, you're at least going to get a first-round pick. Aaron's 39, not entirely committed in the offseason. A little prickly, if I may. I think it's time. Sometimes you got to rip the Band-Aid off. But this is not Andrew Luck shocking you. You got stability, the O-line, emerging weapons. Kid's got some talent. Jordan Love looked like he's gotten capable. Minnesota's not going to go 11-0 in one-score games. Bears are still a wreck. Lions are a great story, still on a great team. I don't know. I think it's time.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
You know, a lot of you people, NFL's rigged. Cincinnati fans, stop embarrassing yourself. It's not. If it was, the Cowboys wouldn't go like, what is it, 25, 30 years without getting to a Super Bowl? Yeah, I'm going to go with it's not rigged. Also, Chicago wouldn't stink. D.C. wouldn't stink. New York teams wouldn't stink. That's not the way it would work. Houston wouldn't stink. Atlanta wouldn't stink. The reality is two things blow up a season or a game. Bad coaching and injuries. Who was the most underachieving team in the league? Denver, bad coaching. Who was second? Rams, injuries. Tampa may have had both. Miami and Baltimore, very good early. In the end, beat up, not as good late. That's what happens. So San Francisco and Philadelphia played. Who had the worst injury? Niners lost two quarterbacks, got blown out. Cincinnati and Kansas City played. Who had the worst injuries? Mahomes was productive, so was Travis Kelce. But three offensive linemen for the Bengals did not play. It's not rigged. It's you had cluster injuries. Go look at Mahomes' blowout in the Super Bowl to Brady a couple years ago. Lost both tackles. Blown out. Mahomes doesn't get blown out. Did. Joe Burrow, worst passer rating since week one. Why? Chris Jones. Frank Clark. Three backup offensive linemen. It didn't cost you against the Bills. Why? Because Von Miller got hurt, and it was snow. It's very hard for rush ends to get their footing. But we talked about this. Last week, we said, watch out. Chris Jones, Frank Clark, backups on the offensive line. Footing's going to be better than a snowstorm in Buffalo, and it was. The reality is Burrow did not play well, and Burrow almost always plays well. Big game, small game, he plays well. Week one, he didn't. He had an injury he was coming off of. This week, his offensive line. Cluster injuries. The two bad Sundays all year for Joe Burrow. He was hurt, and now his team was hurt. His protection was hurt. That's the way it works. San Francisco lost both quarterbacks. They got blown out. This league is not that hard to figure out. If you start looking at the most disappointing teams in the league, it's almost always bad coaching, Denver, injuries, Rams, Tampa Bay at the end, some thought both. For the record, I thought the Bills got completely, not only did they lose Von Miller, got completely out-coached against Cincinnati. So there are reasons for everything. If you look at Kansas City's win, if the NFL, you know, once sports gambling got legalized, you know, a guy loses $40 and the world's out to take his money, the reality is attrition is a big part of this league. The healthiest teams at the end of the year have advantages. So this week, we got two teams. Both quarterbacks are hurt. Mahomes is banged up. Jalen Hurts is banged up. And Jalen Hurts did not play well against San Francisco. So my takeaway is the quarterback who is the healthiest in this Super Bowl, you know, some of it's just genetics and luck, has a better chance to win the game. Jalen Hurts, as good as he is, I don't think he's beating Kansas City if he plays like he did against San Francisco. He was off. He's been dealing with this shoulder stuff for weeks and weeks and weeks, and they didn't run him much in the first half. I don't believe they ran him much.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.